Despite all my rage, I am still just a rat in a cage. And someone will say, what is lost can never be saved. Despite all my rage, I am still just a rat in a cage.
Smashing Pumpkins, Bullet with Butterfly Wings from Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. I mentioned the fact that my senior year of high school, I was in boarding school, but I was going home a lot to do various things. And because of that, I could get to a record store, and I was able to get that album the night it came out, brought it back to the dorms. It was quickly yoinked out of my hands by one of my best friends, who proceeded to not give it back for like 6 months. So I still barely know any of the songs on that record because I didn't have it for 6 months. It was in his room. Anyways, we are doing the songs of 1995. You're listening to WMUC-FM College Park. That's wmuc.umd.edu. Check out our website if you are at all interested in what we are playing. You can see the full playlist of every song I've played tonight. You can see playlists of every song I've played all semester long and that all the DJs have played. If you're interested in this stuff, it's all on the site. Again, wmuc.umd.edu as well. You can find out about local concert reviews. You can see our zines. You can get hooked up with our various social media channels. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're on TikTok, etc. It's all there. Once again, wmuc.umd.edu. I will be back in about, 20 seconds, right after this.
Introducing a new day of the week. It's called Someday. Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Want to retire someday? You'll want a My Social Security account to help you get ready. Get yours at socialsecurity.gov.
All right, so we had some songs. One of the premises of this show is that the fall of 1995 was weird, that alternative rock was sort of aimless, grunge was no longer the guiding force, and nothing had quite replaced it yet. And so, you know, there were explorations of Americana. Are we going to explore, you know, the music of, you know, Blues Traveler, Dave Matthews Band, Counting Crows by this time, August and Everything After had blown up the year before. Is that the way we're going to go? Would there be a punk explosion? We'll have some punk later on in the show. We'll even have gestures towards ska. Where would music go? Or would music explore, songs about cultists immolating themselves and or murdering victims? Maybe we'll do that.
Make up your mind. Decide to walk with me around the lake tonight. Around the lake tonight. By my side. Show you my soft skin. We'll be right back.
noise and she looked through the door and saw a man she never seen before. Light skin, light blue eyes, a double chin and a plastic smile. Well, her heart raced as he walked in the door and took an empty seat next to her at the bar. My brand new car is parked right outside. How'd you like to go for a ride? And she said, wait a minute, I have to think. He said, that's fine, may I please buy you a drink? One drink turned into three or four, and then left and got into his car, and they drove away someplace from far. Now, babe, the time has come. How'd you like to have a little fun? And she said, if we could only please be on our way, I would not run. That's when things got out of control. She didn't want to, he had his way. She said, let's go, he said, no way. Come on, babe, it's your lucky day. Shut your mouth, we're gonna do it my way. Come on, baby, don't be afraid. If it wasn't for date rape, I'd never get laid. Takes it in the behind.
A dark, dark set there for the Fall of 1995 show we're doing. Now would be a great time to mention that we've reached the 10 o'clock hour. Listener discretion is advised. Started that set off with Possum Kingdom from Toadies off their album Rubberneck, inspired by stories of cultists immolating themselves. And the video involves the dismembering of a corpse. It's a whole thing. Then we had Folk Implosion with, it's a side project of lead singer Acebido with Natural One off the Kids motion picture soundtrack, which is its own really dark film. And then you just had Sublime with Date Rape off of 40 Ounces to Freedom. That song is important. That band is important. A lot of people don't give Sublime the flowers they deserve, but I want you to look at the release date of Date Rape. Date Rape, the song, came out 4 months before Smells Like Teen Spirit, 1991. We don't think of it as a song until 1995 because it got re-released in 1995, and that's when it started to blow up and get attention because people were ready for it then. In this period where people were like, oh, grunge is over, what's next? People started looking at punk, and they started looking at pop punk and ska punk, and they started looking at the SoCal scene. We're going to get to that in just a second, in another couple of minutes. But no one was ready for Sublime in 1991. 40 Ounces to Freedom, the album that comes off of 1992, it's 29 days older than the single soundtrack. The soundtrack that introduced most people to Alice in Chains, introduced people to Screaming Trees, introduced a lot of people to Smashing Pumpkins. Sublime's 40 Ounces to Freedom came out 29 days before it. 40 Ounces to Freedom is an album that deserves to be talked about like The Clash's London Calling. And it deserves to be talked about like De La Soul's albums, like 3 Feet High and Rising. And it doesn't get talked about that way because music critics don't like Sublime's fans and they don't like Sublime's scene. And because Bradley Knoll died, and so he isn't there to keep producing and to show what else he could have done. But Sublime was important. And we live in the world Sublime created in terms of, you know, cross-pollinating music and mashing up genres and doing exciting things, and they don't get the credit. Let's keep going. You're listening to 90.5. We're doing the music of 1995. This one's going out to my wife because she loves this band, even though they are horrible plagiarists.
Thank you. I'm green, but I'm wise. I'm hard, but I'm friendly, baby. I'm sad, but I'm laughing. I'm brave, but I'm chicken shit. I'm sick, but I'm pretty.
Stranger on for the Pope may be in Rome.
WMUCFM College Park. We are closing out the fall 2025 semester by looking back at the fall 1995 semester. It's a 30-year retrospective on a wonderfully weird time. Joan Osborne there, One of Us. Now a song that absolutely just dominated the radio that fall. Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill dominated 1995 and 1996. We heard Hand in My Pocket, and we had Elastica with Car Song. It's 34 degrees right now in College Park. Tomorrow, cloudy and warming up to 44. Thursday, sunny and 38. Friday, cloudy and 36. Saturday, cloudy and 41. Sunday, it's going to be precipitating of some sort, possibly some sleet, maybe even some snow, freezing rain, 33 degrees, dropping down to 20 degrees. Monday, all the way down to 18, high of 31. Should be sunny, though. Tuesday, a little bit more sun, warming up to 36. Also, thank you guys for tuning in. Hope you are enjoying this show. I hope to see you guys next week because we are celebrating Skanica. Yes, that's right. Our favorite holiday is back. Rudy Patootie Ray Gaines, an alumni from the class of 2010, will be joining me, and we are going to be playing 2 hours of ska. So this week was 1995 music, next week is ska, and then in 2 weeks, I will be doing the new Indie Christmas, my usual mix of classic Christmas tunes and indie rock Christmas tunes. So the usual format of the show kind of going out the window for a couple of weeks. So yeah, this week, 1995, next week, ska. 2 weeks from now, we should have Christmas music. After that, we'll see what happens. Back to the indie rock, some New Year's tunes. Maybe we'll do some retrospective stuff. We'll see what happens. And then we'll head into the new year. All right, let's get back to the music. Of course, a big story in the fall of 1995 was the glimmerings of a explosion of pop punk. Of course, you know, Green Day busting out in 1994 had you know, sort of laid the foundation for that. 1995 is where we start to build on that foundation, and in 96, 97, and 98, my metaphors are all over the place. It's just going to lead to a radical explosion. And also, not just straight ahead punk and pop punk, but ska punk as well. So, you know, we begin to see the first seeds of that here. Of course, Sublime teased that a little earlier. And now here's Rancid.
Yeah.
okay, admit it, like the tuned up snare and the rototom fills, your nipples got a little hard, right? Just a little bit. Just a little bit. 311 there, Don't Stay Home from 1995. It was a whole 1995 set. Loud Lucy with Ticking from Breathe. No Doubt with Just a Girl from Tragic Kingdom. Of course, the next year, that whole album would blow up. 311's album would blow up too. 1996 was a huge year for both those bands. And of course, we had Rancid with Ruby Soho from Out Come the Wolves. Once again, 311, Loud Lucy, No Doubt, and Rancid. Ah, love it. All right, we are winding down our look at the wonderfully weird fall of 1995. Couple more songs to go. We've made it from August to September to October to November. We're now into December. We're into the songs that sort of would take us into the holiday break and into 1996. So welcome Everclear. Welcome The Rentals. Welcome. Oh, well. I'll leave a couple surprises on the table.
I am still living with your ghost, lonely and dreaming of the West Coast. I don't want to be your downtown. I don't want to be your stupid game. With my big black boots and an old suitcase, I do believe I'll find myself a new place. I don't wanna be the bad guy. I don't wanna do your sleepwalk dance anymore. I just wanna see some palm trees. I will try and shake away this disease. We can live beside the ocean, leave the fire behind, swim out past. I'm gonna break down at 50.
out for a gal. And I'm mentally slipping. Oh yeah, oh yeah, what's that you see? Oh boy, find out what's up with me. Oh yeah, what's that you see? Tell me more of what's gonna be. If you're friends with me, well then you're friends with me. If you're down with me, well then you're down with me. Friends of P, friends of P, friends of P, friends with a P. Some modest fame and fortune with a P is gonna come to me early with a P. I get two loves in my life with a P, and I'm dying at 90. Oh yeah, oh yeah, what's that?
know you just don't care.
And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany's? She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got. She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think the book kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got.
And so we close out our show with Everclear, Santa Monica, The Rentals, Friends of P, and Deep Blue Something, Breakfast at Tiffany's. Of course, there is so much we didn't get to celebrate about the weirdness that was the fall of 1995. We didn't get to any of any live. Of course, they had songs about placentas. That wasn't in there. We didn't get any Goo Goo Dolls. We didn't get any Silverchair. We didn't do any hip-hop, so there's no Ski-Lo. There's no Old Dirty Bastard. We didn't get to the Brits, so we didn't get Blur, Oasis. There's only so much time. There's only so much time in the show. I have to hand it over. Claire is up next. Stay tuned for Smith Island Cake. It's her last show for the semester, so make sure if you've got the time tonight, stick around for that. Next week, I will be here doing Skonica with special guest Ray Gaines. They and I are going to have an amazing time, so I encourage you to stick around for that. And in 2 weeks, I'm going to do all kinds of Christmas music. Gonna take you out the same way my senior prom ended, with Fish. It's an incredibly inappropriate way to end a senior prom, an incredibly inappropriate way to end this show. Here's Bouncing Around the Room. Stay tuned for Claire. Thank you for listening to this 1995 retrospective. It may have been 30 years ago, but it literally feels just like yesterday.